Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. When I was a little girl, I was told that little boys were made of slugs and snails and puppy dogs' tails, and that little girls were made of sugar and spice and all things nice. As I've matured and been educated, I realise that this isn't true. But what is true is that we do not know what the universe is actually made of, or at least the vast majority of it. We hear about dark matter, dark energy, and that only a tiny proportion of matter is stuff we actually know about. I've often wondered whether the models created for determining the composition of the universe are just completely wrong, and are we looking for something which isn't there at all? Well, perhaps now that cosmologists have real data to play with from these new monster telescopes, we are beginning to fill in the pieces of the puzzle that makes up the universe. Much of the material that follows is modified from a Caltech website, and those of you who have watched the comedy show The Big Bang Theory may recall it is a private research institution based in California. The vast majority of matter in the universe is dark. It is entirely invisible and detected only through its gravitational effects. Ordinary matter, called baryonic matter, emits light of various wavelengths and thus can be seen. But a large chunk of the ordinary matter is diffuse and spread thinly among halos that surround galaxies, as well as in the vast spaces between galaxies. Due to its diffuse nature, roughly half of ordinary matter in the universe went unaccounted for and had been considered missing until now. In a new study in Nature Astronomy, a team of astronomers at Caltech and the Center for Astrophysics, that's Harvard and Smithsonian, has, for the first time, directly detected and accounted for all the missing matter. Hurrah! To do this, the team used brief, bright radio flashes in the distant cosmos, called fast radio bursts, or FRBs, to illuminate the matter lying between the FRBs and our telescopes. The FRBs shine through the fog of the intergalactic medium, and by precisely measuring how the light slows down, we can weigh that fog, even when it's too faint to see. While more than 1,000 FRBs have been detected, only about 100 have been able to be pinpointed to specific host galaxies. In other words, their origins and distances from Earth are known. 69 of these localized FRBs were used for the current study. As radio frequency light travels from the FRBs to Earth, the light becomes spread out into different wavelengths, like a prism turns sunlight into a rainbow. The degree of this spreading or dispersion depends on how much matter is in the path of the light. The results reveal that 76% of the universe's normal matter, this is the baryonic stuff, lies in the space between galaxies, also known as the intergalactic medium. About 15% resides in galaxy halos, and the remainder is concentrated within galaxies, in stars or in cold galactic gas. This distribution lines up with predictions from simulations, but has never been observationally confirmed until now. This may be the beginning of using fast radio bursts to answer cosmological questions about how galaxies form and evolve, and indeed, what the universe is made of. The late Professor Tony Ferrell was asked by a student in class what lies beyond the observable universe. Quick as a flash, he replied, licorice all sorts. This is perhaps reminiscent of the Hubble Deep Field images, which depict hundreds of galaxies, all in their vivid colours and different shapes and sizes and angles, and they do resemble licorice all sorts. We don't actually believe that the universe is populated with sweets, although there is a lot of alcohol and sugars in space. At least for now, though, we know where the missing matter is. Still, only a tiny percentage of whatever the universe is made up of. Now to find out where the rest of it is. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us clear skies.